ओम शांति। 31st October 2019 थर्सडे। इसेंस स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, द फादर हैज कम हियर एज अ बोटमैन टू रिमूव द बोट्स ऑफ ऑल ऑफ यू फ्रॉम द ओशन ऑफ पॉइजन एंड टू टेक यू टू द ओशन ऑफ मिल्क। You now have to go from this side to the other side. Sweet children, the Father has come as a boatman to remove the boats of all of you from the ocean of poison to the ocean of, and he takes you to the ocean of milk. And you have to go from this side to the other side. So, Baba is saying, on one side is the ocean of poison, on another side is the ocean of milk, Sher Sagar, and God has come to take you across. So when he comes as boatman, it's a very beautiful experience to enjoy this journey when we are sitting in the boat and God is the boatman. And this boat will travel and it has to face many turbulences in between. But how to make this journey enjoyable, that's up to us. The first thing about this journey is that this is a very safe journey. Why? Because the boatman is the almighty authority. There's no fear in this journey, fear of falling down. Because when he is the boatman, his powers, his love sustains us. So there is no fear of falling down. So Baba is saying, develop detachment for this world of poison. Because your boat is ready. It's about to start. You already boarded, now the journey will embark. So before that, make certain preparations. Have disinterest for this world of poison. As Baba said, this is a world of poison. Why poison? Because it's a vicious world. Because it's a dirty world. Because this world is filled with selfishness, because this world is filled with everything which is transitory. So reflect upon the nature of this world. Understand this world as it is, rather than living in some filmy, flimsy, dreamy world. Know the very nature of this world and what this world has given us. So have that sense of dispassion, vairagya, have that sense of disinterest for this world. Recollect, recount the sorrows, the sufferings, the miseries, the pains, the pangs one had to suffer in this world. Contemplating on all those things, one gradually develops a sort of, a kind of disinterest for everything which is ephemeral. For everything which is transitory in this world. So Baba says this is a world of poison. And nobody loves to eat poison. Nobody loves to drink poison. Because it is it has a very foul odor. It is a distasteful. So for such world, one should have that vision of disinterest. And when Baba says this is an ocean of poison, means there is a poison everywhere. There is poison in all relationships. There is poison in body. There is poison in bodily enjoyments. There is poison in the sanskaras of the body. There is poison in every senses. There is poison everything which is related to the body, the desires of the body, the material indulgence of the body, the sense gratification. Everything is filled, is fraught with poison. So when everything of this world is filled with poison, how can we relish this world? This is not a savory world. This is not a world we can relish. Every worldly dish is garnished with poison alone, nothing else. The toppings is of poison. So this is a poisonous world. And my aim is not to get affected by it. My aim is to remain untouched by it. To keep oneself intact, untouched, insulated is the goal. Not to allow the poison of the world to enter within us. There is a hatred in every relation. There is a selfishness in most of the relationships of the world. So, one must stand as a detached observer and reflect on the nature of this world. How every sphere, every department, every heart, every mind, every nook, every corner of the heart, of the soul, is occupied and preoccupied with poisonous thoughts. So have that sense of detachment from this world. Know what is the reality of the world, rather than living in building castles in the air. Know what is the truth, what is the reality. And living in this world, Baba says, you are new, this is an old dilapidated house. Your new house is ready and now the Father has come to take you, so be ready. And this is the boat Father has brought. And when He is the boatman, there is no fear now. When He is the boatman, we have full faith that He will take us to a safe place. This is an unsafe place. This is an insecure place. This world is not, there is no security here in the place. Everywhere there is a sort of terrorism. Everywhere there is a sort of some blackmailing going on, emotional or otherwise. So, have distaste for such insecure world. It is said that in bigger cities, unmarried females wear that necklace which are worn by married females as for the sake of security. So that much insecure the world has become. So knowing the very nature of the world, what it is. Look at any sphere, look at every sphere, political or religion or science, whatever. Something is missing everywhere. So Baba says this is ocean of poison. Now develop love for the ocean of milk which is about to come. So this is a beautiful journey, and we are sitting in this boat and Baba is taking us across. We'll see something about how do we go, how do we plan this journey. So whenever any journey is planned, any journey is there, we have to have few things. The first is preparation or planning. We begin with planning. How many days we are going, how we are going, what are the things we have to carry. So plan and then preparation. Plan that we have to go. Plan that we have to go on this date. Planning is must. preparation is must, and one has to also see the budget. How much cost is involved in this journey? So these first three things are very important in any journey. This is cost free, but yes, you have to pay the cost of intense disinterest. Without that, this journey would not be enjoyable. The whole world will pull you again and again if you don't have disinterest. One should be mentally prepared to let go of things. One should be mentally prepared to let go of some of the emotional traps we are already ensnared into. That life of captivity, that life of slavery, that life of bondage, serfdom, everything should be left behind. So these three things are necessary for any journey. Whether it is a pilgrimage of remembrance or this is the pilgrimage of crossing this ocean and going to that ocean. Then, next thing which is needed in this journey is a guide. Whenever you go on any journey, you need a guide. Here, God is the guide. So there is no question of getting lost somewhere in the forest. Or there is no question of getting lost in the ocean, because the boatman knows every area of that ocean. Where is the cliff? Where is the shore? Where is the boulder? Where is the rocky area? Everything. So he is the guide. So guide is needed. So we have the guide. The best guide, the best boatman of the world, who knows everything about this ocean and that ocean. Then when you go, you should have something for entertainment. We should have something for entertainment. For example, if somebody travels by bus for a picnic, they have so many things for entertainment, music and songs and books, anything. So this is a beautiful journey. So you should enjoy this journey. In this journey, a lot of karmic accounts would come. But even those karmic accounts are to be enjoyed rather than complaining about them. This journey should not become a complaint box. This journey should become a beautiful excursion, a picnic sort of. So one should have things for entertainment during the journey. Then, when you go on any journey, you need food, you need accommodation. So whilst you are going in this journey, you should have food with you. And what is that food? Food of knowledge. So that you can. Entertainment is one thing, but food is another thing which is needed for survival. And accommodation. Whenever we go on any journey, we need accommodation. We need to stay, book some hotel also. Here, this is a huge ship. This is not a boat. This is a ship with numerous compartments, rooms, floors, different floors. So you have to take a secured room in this journey. And the most secure room is God's canopy. Sitting under the God's canopy. That is what is needed. So, and then every day's planning. The third thing is every day's planning. For example, a group comes to visit Mount Abu. So 3 days they have. So first day they will plan, second day they will plan, and third day they will plan. First day we have to visit 3 places, second day we have to visit 4 places. So every day's planning should be there in this journey. This is not a journey that you are jumping into ocean and next day you will be there. It's a lifelong journey. So long as Confluence Age is there, this journey will go on. So every day's planning should be there, every day's target should be there. What I am going to do today? If we have come to Madhuban for 5 days, we should come with an aim. And that's why I said preparation is first thing. Planning, preparation, budget, all these things are to be taken care of. So every day's target. Then anti-theft measures. Anti-theft measures. Whenever you go on any journey, there is always fear of thieves. Your luggage, your things, paraphernalia may get stolen. So one should be aware of the thieves, and the thieves of Maya are everywhere. And the sea thieves, they are known as pirates. Those pirates are running amok. They're everywhere. So one should be aware of those thieves of ocean, sea thieves. So this is a journey and we are carrying so many things with us. So any thief can come any time and snatch away or steal away or rob you of your happiness, of your peace, of your joy, of your purity. And purity is the greatest treasure that we are carrying along with us. So look after, be aware, be attentive, that no Tom, Dick or Harry comes and robs us of our invaluable treasures. So anti-theft measures. Then, when you go on a journey and you return back, you have memories to share. You come back, you share memories. You tell people, this is what we felt, this is what we had. So when you travel and you come back, so every day it's a travel, and there are so many who are stranded on the shore, who have yet not begun their journey. We have to show them, tell them that this is a very safe journey and you can also travel, because we also traveled. So coming back, and also helping those who are nowhere, who are landed up in no man's land, help them, show them the way, become the guide yourself, because some guide has shown us the path, now we become the path bearer, we become the pioneer in showing others the light. And the last point, this is sharing with others. And the last point, many people write travelogue, their travel memories. So here also you have to write your travel memories and how you enjoyed it and how beautiful it was, so that generations to come would read and enjoy it. So how many are these? How many points? So Baba is saying, sweet children, the father has come here as a boatman. Father has come as a boatman to remove the boats of all of you from the ocean of poison. So know that this is ocean of poison. Everything which is here is poison. All the worldly enjoyments, all the sense enjoyments, all the indulgences of this world, everything which is there in this world, everything which is existing in this world, everything that you see, you hear, you smell, you touch, everything has hidden poison. So this is the ocean. Everywhere the ocean is so vast, unlimited, boundless. so many waves, every wave is poisonous. So I have no attachment for any wave, have no attachment for any drop, have no attachment for this entire ocean, fifth sea. Now you have to go to the ocean of milk. Think of that ocean of milk, how that world would be. What all things would be there in that world. Such a beautiful, such a beauteous, such a wondrous world is around the corner. You now have to go from this side to that side. So this is today's essence. Om Shanti.